healing. Wholeness and healing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, wholeness and healing. We wonder what healing is all about. We wonder what wholeness is all about. Wholeness. Wholeness is our original purity and integrity. Healing is when we are not expressing our original purity and integrity, and we would like to be. And so we are healing the circumstances that are keeping us from expressing our original purity and integrity. Now, wholeness is really what life is all about. Wholeness is what all the circumstances that we think about, all the circumstances that we dream about, all the circumstances that we want in our life is all about. When we realize that our life is a very wonderful life, is a very powerful life, is a very delightful life, when we realize that we live in a temple of the living God, a body that is absolutely marvelous, a body that is formed in every way to be the ideal expression of a perfect idea. Now, where did we drift away? Where did we drift away from wholeness and come up with healing? Well, whenever we forget who we are, whenever we forget that we are a divine being, whenever we forget that we are the creative power of the universe, the joy, the magic, the wonder of the universe, whenever we forget that, oh yes, and we forget that so often, we have put on this human garb, this human body, this human form, this human experience, as a game and a test. And we are doing games and tests all throughout eternity, because that's part of what we are all about. We are seeing just who we are. Have we come here to remember who we are? Have we come here to say, okay, I don't know the game of chess and I must learn it? And then you learn the game of chess, and once you learn the game of chess, you play it quite nicely. And playing it quite nicely, I do it very well. But then somebody else comes along who plays it not only quite nicely, he plays it with magic in him. He plays it because he has chosen that to be one of his primary skills. And he has chosen to be a magical person in playing chess. So, now, do we want to be healed of the concept that we are not the magical chessmen that our friend is? Do we want to be healed of the idea that our friend is a wholeness and purity and wonderful? Well, he isn't. He is expressing that amount of the wholeness that he has chosen to claim. Now, is there a greater wholeness? Is there a greater awareness that this man playing chess so well can do? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, there is. And that wholeness is that it is done now. That wholeness is that in one thought alone, he begins, plays, and completes the game of chess. One thought alone, and it's done. You say, well, that's not very interesting. No, from a human point of view, that is not very interesting. We like to play the game. We like to do the algebraic ideas and come up with the concepts of how we arrived at the conclusion. And with any game, the game is done to be amusing. The game is done to challenge us. The game is done to see if we remember who we really are. Now, who are you? Who are you really? Who are you today, tomorrow, and forevermore? Well, you're whole and perfect. You're the ideal. You're wonderful. You are the chess game played as a beginner and as a magnificent, skilled being who has achieved great progress on the game of chess. And you can do it. I can do it. Can I return to my original purity and integrity with my human body? Can I enjoy ideal wholeness now in my human body? And the answer is absolutely yes. Do I want to? And the answer is absolutely no. I have no desire to express my original purity and integrity in my human body. Now, that sounds sort of a stupid thing to say. Why would I say that? Why would anyone say that? Well, do you ever think you're limited? If you do, you're not thinking that you're your original purity and integrity. Do you ever think that there is improvement to be done in your game of chess? Is there an improvement to be done in your body? Would you like to be able to teleport and levitate and do all of those interesting things? Well, if you would, you're not expressing your original purity and integrity right now, because your original purity and integrity does all those things. It does all those things so wonderfully, so beautifully, so perfectly, so fantastically, right now. It does those things. But do you want to do them? Do you want to experience them? Do you want to enjoy them? Do you want to delight in them? Do you want to be your original purity and integrity? Really? Really, really, really? If you want to be that, then every single idea in your mind is a fulfilled idea. Every single desire in your heart is a fulfilled desire. There is no desire, for it is all fulfilled. You live in your perfect body. You live in your perfect mind. You live in your perfect world. The world you live in has no need to be improved. It has no need to be made better. It has no need to come up from something less to something more. It has no need. Oh my, wholeness and healing. Do I want to be healed of a negative circumstance, or do I live in wholeness of a positive circumstance? I would like to live in the wholeness of a positive circumstance all the time, and I do. That's my choice. And that's why I love to affirm the truth about myself, to realize the truth about myself and experience it. And when I do that, wonderful things happen. When I do that, magical things take place. When I do that, I live in the kingdom of heaven right here and right now. I am that I am. I am the allness. I am the totality. I am everything that I can conceive to be. I am wholeness. I am wholeness. I am wholeness. I say it again and again and again. I say it again and again and again. I am wholeness. And saying I am wholeness, what do I do to myself? Saying I am wholeness, I do to myself that all is in divine order right now, and all is complete and whole and perfect right now. That's all there is. That's all there ever can be. That's all there ever will be, because that's who I am. Whole right now. Whole right now. I live in wholeness. I live in the reality of my original purity and integrity. I live in who I am, what I am, how I am, when I am, where I am, right here and right now. And how wonderful that is. But that's the name of the game. And that's the name of the game that I chose to play when I came to planet Earth. That's the name of the game that I chose for this dimension for me. The name of the game I chose for this dimension is to be whole. Be whole and perfect. Be the ideal man. Be the ideal expression of all that is good and beautiful right now. And that's who I am. Wholeness now. Join me, will you? Mm-hmm. I know you will, because that's all I see you as. I love you. I love you. I love you.